Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us. We love hearing from you, directly, as a matter of fact, and if you have a phone nearby, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and you can pick up that phone right now and give us a call and speak directly with us at 844-322-2742. That's good, of course, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Before we get into the content of the program today, just a note. We extend our condolences, sympathies to Steve and Jamie Simon. Jamie's dad, Gene, passed away Monday evening, and Jamie's out in California with her family and helping her mom get through this. And they all know where he is, that he was absent from the body and present with the Lord. So that strong foundation is undergirding them as they go through this grieving process. But they loved him well. He loved his family well, and over the last year or so was very sick. And Monday night, the Lord came and said, "Let's go home."
Yeah.
And so he's absent from the body, present with the Lord, rejoicing today. And we just pray that that truth is a comfort to the family and brings peace and that sense of comfort that they need as they go through this grieving process.
Well, I join you in that, Bob, and I would add as well that simply because this happened through the ministry that we have been involved in for many, many years, that 22 years ago this summer, I was at a conference that our ministry was doing in Modesto, California, and I met a lovely Southern California girl named Diane. And 2 years later, in October of 99, we were married.
Yes.
And unfortunately, just under 7 years later, she succumbed to cancer, and she went home to be with the Lord. And that happened today.
13 years ago
13 today.
13 years ago. Yeah, she was a joy. I mean, she just radiated the joy of the Lord in her smile. And again, we have that comfort knowing that that last breath, she was absent from the body, present with the Lord, and
yes,
you were there holding her hand, and I remember you saying to her, "I'm going to hold your hand until Jesus comes and takes it and takes you home."
And it wasn't long before he did.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. But death is a real thing,
and
praise be to God that Jesus Christ overcame death, that death is not a problem to God. He can give life to those that have died. And certainly we who were dead in trespasses and sin have been made alive. And when we're absent from this body, we're going to go be with the Lord, and we're going to wait for a new body.
Yes.
And that's the great hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the only message that can really give comfort. Why? Because it's the only message that marches in lockstep with the needs of our heart.
Yes.
And is there to solve and to meet and to be more than sufficient in all things.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Bob, I join you in sending my condolences to Steve and Jamie and Jamie's mom who survives, and the kids, their grandkids, Steve and Jamie's kids. And so it's a tough time, but we know where our loved ones go when they're in the Lord. We know we're going to see them again.
Absolutely. Also, and this is getting into the content of what we want to talk about today. Today on the Jewish calendar is Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Day of Atonement. That's the day that the high priest would offer a sacrifice first for himself, and then he would take the blood into the Holy of Holies, and he would pour that blood on the altar there. Mm-hmm. And then he would take some of that blood and he would put it on the head of a living goat, the scapegoat, and that scapegoat would take the sins of the people out into the wilderness. So it was a symbolic of God taking away their sins. Well, it was a sacrifice that pointed to the ultimate sacrifice. So Jesus Christ is the one that took away our sins once and for all. So those sacrifices years ago made under the Mosaic covenant, the sacrificial system, those were an annual reminder of sin for the people. Those sacrifices couldn't cleanse their consciences. Those sacrifices couldn't make the worshipers perfect. All those sacrifices did was to remind them that the debt had not been paid. So it served as a covering, but not the final payment. And that final payment came 2,000 years ago at a hill called Mount Calvary. And Jesus bled and died, and his blood took away our sins once and for all. So he bore our sins in his body. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So that's the great exchange. So now there's no longer a sacrifice for sin. There aren't annual sacrifices that we are called on to make. There aren't daily sacrifices that we can make. All of that has been dealt with through the blood of Jesus Christ. So when he hung on the cross and almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he cried out, "It is finished." That's exactly what he meant, that his blood had taken away the sins of the world. So when you receive Jesus Christ, you receive the effects of that sacrifice. You're the beneficiary, and you can stand before God, and you do stand before God as a forgiven person.
Yes, indeed.
Why? Because his blood was sufficient. He took them away once and for all, and he remembers them no more. So now it's just a matter of you as a believer in Christ resting in that finished work and enjoying the life that he has given you to live through faith in him.
And what a life it is.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being with us again. If it's about 6 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. That number, 844-322-2742, has plenty of lines for you to call right now. Again, 844-322-2742. And friends, this Basic Gospel message needs to keep going, reaching out as far as possible, telling the story of the good news of God's love, grace, and life in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we do what we do every day on this program, and we can only keep it going with your faithful support, by your prayers and by your gifts. Your gifts do make a difference, and when you give to support this message, you have a part in every life that is touched. Help us keep it going by making your October gift today, if possible, at basicgospel.net. There's a prominent donate link right there on the homepage. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. And when you make your gift this month, we're going to send you a copy of this great book. It's strangely enough called The Basic Gospel. We want you to have a copy. So please donate today if you can at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this call come in overnight. Let's listen.
Yes, my concern is about the Sabbath. I was brought up to go to church on Sunday, and I'm listening to what the words say about the Sabbath. Could you help me out on that, please? My name is George.
Well, George, thanks for calling to ask that question. We get a lot of questions on the Sabbath, and certainly if you read the Ten Commandments, you understand that the Sabbath is a special day, a holy day, and that we are to keep the Sabbath holy. That's the fourth commandment. But as we learn in the book of Hebrews, the law is but a shadow of the realities that are to come. So that commandment really serves as a signpost for the real Sabbath that we can experience through faith in Jesus Christ. So if we kind of trace the story, we're going to start at the very beginning. There were 6 days in creation. And God created different things on every day. We were created on the sixth day. We were the final thing that was created. And God looked at us and said, "That is good." And then after he finished, he rested. He rested on that seventh day, not because he was tired. God can't get tired.
Yeah.
He's not going to get exhausted by the things that he does.
He doesn't have to exercise many muscles or anything like that.
You know, that's exactly right. He just speaks and things happen.
That's right.
But he rested because his work was done. So when mankind was created on the sixth day and then God rested, he was showing us that our relationship with God starts from a place of rest. Mm-hmm. Now, that rest was disturbed when sin entered into the picture.
Yeah.
So man became restless. And I think everybody has had that experience of restlessness in their lives, sure. and they're trying to exchange that for rest. They're trying to find some sense of peace somewhere. Well, there's only one place to find rest for the soul, and that's in Jesus Christ. So this fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments was a signpost to us all, particularly to the Jewish people and the people of Israel, to say there is a Sabbath rest that is coming. And it's not going to be experienced just on one day of the week. It's going to be experienced every single day. It is a disposition that we experience when we trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ. We enter into that Sabbath rest. And that's exactly what the writer of Hebrews says, that we enter into that Sabbath rest through faith in Jesus Christ. So Joshua, when he took the people into the promised land, it says he didn't give them rest, even though they were where God wanted them to be as far as the land was concerned. But that was, again, pointing forward to a day when we truly would experience rest, and that rest is through faith in Jesus Christ. And so we celebrate that. We celebrate the fact that we are at rest in the finished work that Jesus accomplished 2,000 years ago. What does that mean? We don't have to work to earn his approval. We don't have to work to earn and gain more forgiveness. We don't have to work to get our consciences cleansed. That's already been accomplished by the shed blood of Christ. Yeah. So when we rest in that shed blood of Jesus, then that's where God wanted us to be. That's where this new life that we have in him can flow from that place of rest. So the Sabbath, as far as the commandment was concerned, was simply a shadow. It was pointing forward to Jesus. When we trust in his finished work, we enter into that Sabbath rest, and that's something that we experience every single day of the week.
And that's a good thing to be experiencing. It's like, that's basic gospel stuff right
there. Yes, indeed.
Bob Christopher, Bob Davis, thank you for joining us, everyone. We're glad you're with us. And Bob, we had this call that came in overnight as well from Donna, and she expressed her heart to hear this answered as soon as possible. So I think this is going to be right now, and she asked the right question.
Hi, yes. My name is Donna. I am just recently trying to understand how to express my feelings towards wanting to be born again. I'm extremely confused and not sure what the right steps are to do. I'm not affiliated with any kind of church or anything. I have a Bible and I've been trying to read it. I've got a study Bible that I'm trying to follow alongside with it. My question, I guess, would be, do I need to go to a church and express my feelings about wanting God in my life and Jesus being his son and being risen from the dead? Do I need to be baptized? Thank you. And I really hope to hear from you guys.
All those questions are good questions.
Oh, man, they're great questions. And, you know, everybody wants to know what do we need to do in order to be saved.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that we need to do. The only qualification is for us to be dead in trespasses and sins. Mm-hmm. And when we're dead in trespasses and sins, God makes us alive together with Jesus Christ. That's what salvation is all about. So that happens by grace through faith. So that's the process. So God has already sent Jesus, Donna, and Jesus died for your sins in accordance with Scripture. He took them away once and for all. He removed the barrier that stood between you and God. And then he was buried to put an end to the old way of life, and then he was raised from the dead so that you could experience eternal life, so that you could receive him into your life. So Jesus has done all the work. He's already accomplished everything that needed to be done. So there's nothing that you need to do other than to receive the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Receive
right.
the gift, and that's what faith is all about. By grace through faith. That faith is the receiving on your side, on your end. And Donna, it sounds like you know you need the Lord in your life. Well, how do you know that? Well, because you've recognized the emptiness in your own heart, in your own soul. And you know he's the only one that can fill that void. He's the only one that can provide real life, true life, genuine life for you. So you can receive him in the quietness of your home. You can receive him wherever you are, and it can happen right now. Today is the day of salvation, and if you hear his word, don't harden your heart, but receive him. So it can happen right now. You can just simply express what you expressed in this phone call, that, Lord, I need you. Thank you for sending Jesus to take away my sins and remove them once and for all. Thank you for reconciling me unto yourself. Thank you that you were raised from the dead so that I right now can receive new life, so that I can be raised to walk in the newness of life. It's as simple as that. And that's an expression of that faith that seems to already be there in your heart that is crying out that Jesus is Lord and that you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. So you just express that to God.
You go to him.
That's exactly right. That's the one you need to go to. Obviously, he is drawing you unto himself. And so respond to him by simply saying, yes, I believe. Yes, I'm calling on the name of the Lord. And the promise is you will be saved. And what does that mean? You will be made alive together with Christ. You will cross over from death to life. And then God will send his Spirit to take up residence in you. And all of that happens in a single moment. And it's a transformation that is from dark to light, just like that.
Yeah.
So express that faith to God. And then it would be of great help and great benefit for you to be involved in a church and to be able to tell some people that you know that now you are fully identified with Christ in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Now, as far as the question about baptism, water baptism, it's not necessary for salvation. You don't have to be water baptized in order to be saved. But for us, it can be a celebration of what God has already done in your life, the fact that he has saved you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can celebrate, and those who watch that baptism, they can celebrate and rejoice with you that you were once dead and now you're alive in Christ Jesus. So it's a party.
Yes,
it's kind
indeed.
Of a party that can happen on your behalf simply because God has saved you by grace through faith. But as far as how do I get saved, it's simply receiving Jesus Christ. And when you receive him, you receive his life. His Spirit comes to live inside of you, and as the Bible says, you're now a child of God, a new creation, raised to walk in the newness of life.
Donna, so glad that you reached out to us and hope that this has been a help to you, and don't hesitate to contact us again if you have further questions.
Yeah, and I would, Donna, I want to encourage you to reach back out to us through email. Send an email to me, bob@basicgospel.net. We want to send you some resources that can really help solidify this truth in your life. And we have some great resources that I think when you listen through and read through, it will become crystal clear as to what God has done in your life and what this salvation actually means.
Again, just send that your contact information to bob@basicgospel.net.
And that applies to anyone else there who is asking the same question that Donna is. So if you're asking that question, how do I get saved? You want to know what the Bible has to say about that? We've got some resources that can help you. Again, just send an email to bob@basicgospel.net. We'll get those resources to you.
And friends, we hope you'll take advantage of the growing list of resources that we have that we've produced to lead you into the fullness of God's love and grace found only in this good news of Jesus Christ. In the Basic Gospel online store, you'll find books and study guides, CDs and DVDs, all containing teaching that can aid your understanding of what we have been freely given in the person of Jesus Christ. You'll find it all under resources at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had this question from Facebook viewer Donna, maybe the same one. We don't know. It doesn't matter. But her question is, what do you do when you've forgiven someone, but they won't forgive you?
Well, all you could do in a case like that is go to them, express your guilt. Hey, I did this. I'm guilty of this. And I know that this brought pain into your life, that mm-hmm. this hurt you. And I am asking, as a sister in Christ, or as a friend, or whatever it might be, as far as that relationship is concerned, I'm asking that you forgive me. But I know that's your choice, and I'm going to leave that in your hands. But if you choose to forgive me, I am willingly receiving that.
Yeah.
Because I know what I did, mm-hmm. and I know it hurt you. I know it caused pain. And I'm sorry for that. And like I said, I'm ready to receive and to be reconciled so this friendship can move forward.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, we had this question as well from Paul. He says, in my studies, I've examined all of the warning passages and the famous and frightening warnings in Hebrews 6 and 10. If we are secure in salvation, why are those passages there from your perspective?
Well, I think those are passages that are there to bring about some awareness in people's lives that they're on the fence. Mm-hmm. They're not sure about this Jesus. They've heard the good news. They've heard what it's all about. They know the story. They know what the offer is. But yet they're still kind of interested in the things of this world. They're kind of interested in their old life. And so I think the writers in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, those particular passages are saying, hey, there's not going to be a better offer that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no better offer than Jesus. There's no better sacrifice than the death of Jesus. If you're looking for a better sacrifice than that, then the only thing that's going to await you is this expectation of judgment.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, because there's nothing as valuable and as worthy as the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the only sacrifice that could take away our sins permanently and to bring us eternal forgiveness. So if you're not going to receive the sacrifice of Jesus, then there's no other sacrifice that's going to come along that's going to be better than that. So the warning is, receive. If you've heard his voice, harden not your hearts.
Yeah.
Receive. Couple the message with faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's talking about. Couple the message that you have heard with faith.
Yeah.
If you don't couple it with faith, then it's a meaningless message, and all you're going to do is live in fear of judgment.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with Christians. We're going to persevere, and we're going to persevere because the Spirit of God lives in us, and he is the persevering agent.
Yes.
And we know that he's the deposit guaranteeing our salvation, that when we die, we're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. That's a promise guaranteed by the Lord himself.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we want to remind you and invite you to join the live video stream of this program each day from either Facebook or YouTube. And you'll find links at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Just click either of those links, and within a few seconds, you'll hear this particular broadcast of Basic Gospel. So we hope you'll do that. Well, once again, our deepest thanks to everyone who helps keep this program on the air and online, and we need your ongoing support to keep the message going. So please donate today at basicgospel.net and make your October gift, and we'll send you a copy of our book, The Basic Gospel. To make your gift now or anytime, just visit basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel. And if you have a question you'd like us to answer, just leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. That's kind of our universal number around here, 844-322-2742. You can use that any time of the day or night, 844-322-2742. Or drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Well, that's it for today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow after a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you. Bye-bye.